We are joined right now, as promised, by a former NFL quarterback, a Super Bowl champion, second-team All-Conference at Kentucky, the career passing yardage leader at Kentucky, a member of the UK Athletics Hall of Fame. He also announced the Jared Lorenzen Project a few weeks back, which we will get into momentarily. We are joined by Jared Lorenzen. Jared, so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rum. How about yourself?
Jared, I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. Now, I mentioned you recently dropped a trailer for the Jared Lorenzen Project, which is a docuseries about your journey to lose weight. You're working on this with Anthony Holt. So how did the idea first come about?
I was working with I went to a screening for Antoine Walker. And Anthony did a project with Antoine Walker. And I think a lot of people, especially in Lexington, know Antoine's story. He was even featured, I think, on the 30 for 30, the broke one. And he got together and he said, hey, I want to do a project with you. And I said, well, heck yeah, man, you're Hollywood. Everybody says what everybody means in Hollywood. Sure. Came back about a year or two later, and Antoine and I were inducted to the UK Hall of Fame, the same class. And Anthony was there again. And he said, I really want to do something with you. Give me your number. So we started basically talking from there, and this is where we have we've gotten to so far. I mean, so it's been a while, but he's a Kentucky guy. You know, he's from Louisville, but that we don't let that hold him against him. And then we just started working this out.
Jared Lorenzen joining us. All right, so let's go back a little bit. You were 13 pounds 3 ounces at birth. You'd always been a big kid, and as you said in the trailer, your vegetables growing up were mac and cheese and potatoes. So what was life like for you growing up from a food standpoint?
That was it. I mean, it was, dad was working second shift. Mom did whatever she, best she could, and it was eating to whatever you wanted. I mean, it was, fish sticks and mac and cheese. It was Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes. It was, we didn't have a lot of money, so eating out was actually cheaper. So you went to McDonald's and you went to Burger King and it was just, pizza night. We didn't think anything of it.
Jared Lorenzen joining us. We're talking about the Jared Lorenzen Project, which was announced a few weeks back. So there was a period of time in your life, roughly 10 years from when you arrived at Kentucky, through your NFL career where you were stepping on scales all the time and constantly worrying about 2/10 or 4/10 of a pound. What was that time like and what kind of a stress or kind of stress did that put on you?
It's a living hell for anybody that's big, especially, when it's as well documented as I've been, literally living off 2, 4, 6, 8 tenths of pounds. I was told I had to weigh 268 in order to try out for quarterback when Coach Morris got here. So I was 268.8. I had to make sure I was on that 268 number. It was, hey, I need you 275 in order for you to play football here in New York. If not, you're fined $400 per pound per day. So you start living like that, and it's literally every single day. It just wears on you. It absolutely fatigues the daylights out of you.
Jared Lorenzen joining us. So I would imagine you go through something like that, and then probably you don't want to get back on a scale. And then you go roughly 10 years without stepping on a scale, and then there's a moment in the trailer where you do step back on a scale. What were you expecting to see when you stepped on the scale that time?
I really didn't know. I did. I threw away every scale I've ever had for those 10 years because I was tired of living like that. All of a sudden I went through those 10 years. I went through a divorce. So you hit some spots, in your life there. And when I jumped back on that scale, the all of a sudden it all kind of hit me at once. And I don't know if you can see it in my eyes, but they almost glaze over. Because I didn't realize it got to there. I was always big. I was always kind of buying a bigger shirt or buying a bigger pair of pants, but you never realize, oh, my God, I'm at that number. That's the number I'm at. And then it just, that's when it really kind of hit home.
So, Jared, what was that number, and then what was your reaction when you saw that number?
The number was 502. And that's when, on the Jared Lorenzen Project on Facebook, I even tell it, if I would have not woken up the next morning, I don't think people would have been I think they would have been upset. I mean, I would have liked to have thought that. They would have been like, well, what does he expect? And it's 500 pounds. It's at some point it's not funny anymore. And I'm always going to still joke about the weight, but when it gets to that point, it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jared, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to say that is one of the things that you say in the trailer, that if you don't wake up tomorrow, that people would be like, well, yeah, that's not a shock. What do you expect? Look how big he is. Damn. But, I mean, that's not funny. What's it mean to you to say that and to feel that?
That was the biggest one for me. That's the line, I guess, that stuck out for me, because, you know, I've never gone in depth about my weight. I've always joked about it and pushed it off. But for that interview, it was very different for me. And it really was like, what are you doing with yourself? You know, I've got a 15-year-old daughter. I've got a soon-to-be 8-year-old son. You know, what are you doing? You know, you're being selfish right now. And luckily, that was taken about a year ago. I still don't do the scale thing yet. That'll be coming when we start the project. But I'm just thankful that I saw it before it got too late and before any of the, you know, heart condition or liver or whatever it may be was irreversible.
We're talking to Jared Lorenzi.
So luckily I found it before that point.
Sure, sure. And I'm going to talk to you about the people that are involved with this. But, you know, you touched on this. Like, for any athlete, the transition to life after sports can be really challenging, really difficult. What was it like for you when your NFL career ended?
You know, it wasn't bad at first. I thought I was okay. But when you're an athlete, that's all you see yourself as. Most athletes is, okay, now I'm done playing football. I'm 26, 27 years old. Oh, my God, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And you go through some deep, dark nights, a lot of sleepless nights. And I think, you know, there was nobody there to tell me what I could and couldn't do. So I was just, you know, on my own doing my own thing and not worrying about anything until, you know, that day when I was at UK.
Now, you did play some football again. You and I spoke a couple of years back when you were playing for the River Monsters. But in the trailer, you talk about that moment where you were injured in a game. What went through your mind in that moment? What was the first thing you thought of when that happened?
One was, oh, God, I hope my leg – I hope it's just a sprain. I hope it's just a sprain. But I can recall it right now. I'm rolling to my left, and I knew where he was going. I knew where the defender was going. I've always had that little, you know, just instinct of, I know where they're trying to hit me. Protect yourself. And I couldn't. I could not get low enough to protect myself. And he hit it. He broke my tib fib, snapped it right there. It took about 2 days later before I said, you know, I'm done. I came back to my kids. You know, all of a sudden, Dad's laid up on the couch because he was too big and fat to protect himself, so they've got to take care of me. Just wasn't the sight that I wanted to see.
Jared Lorenzo, my guest. So that's what it comes down to. It keeps coming back to your kids. I've got to be there for my kids. I've got to be there for my family. So one of the people you talked to in the trailer is Dr. Philip Golea, and he's worked with everybody from Russell Wilson to Kim Kardashian and Kevin Love. He tells you that you're definitely looking at a door that says diabetes. What was your reaction when he told you that?
You know, he put it in the nicest possible way ever. He said, look, you're standing outside that door, and you could very easily walk in. As a matter of fact, I would expect you almost to walk in. He goes, what we need to do is we need to get out of that hallway and get you out of that house. And it was very point, very – and what I love about what Doctor does, what Golea does, is he – as soon as you walk in, he pricks your finger, okay, let's find out where your sugar levels are. And I got all excited. I was like, you know, we're going through my levels, and, you know, my cholesterol is like, hey, man, your cholesterol is really low. Like, super low. I'm like, sweet, isn't that good? He's like, no, your sugars are high, so you suck. And I'm like, all right. Thanks for that, Doc. But he's very straight up and very honest with me, and that's what I need. I need that, you know, that extra kick in the butt, and I think that's, you know, what he's doing for me. You know, we'll definitely get him more on camera because he has just been – as straight up and as great as you can be.
Hey, listen, as somebody who's been an athlete your entire life, you understand this. The best thing about this, aside from the opportunity, is you've got this amazing team surrounding you with him and Gunnar Peterson. So what then is your approach? How do you go about taking on this project?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I've got the support. I've got, you know, everybody on Facebook's been amazing. The replies that I've gotten, I mean, literally, Jim, 4,000 or 5,000 responses, there's been one jerk. And if you know anything about social media, they can be bad when they hide behind nameless names. But they've been great. So now it's on me. I'm going to approach it just like I would anything else. I'm going to dive full bore. It's the only way I know how to do it. I'm treating it more or less as a season for me. You know, right now I'm doing my OTAs. So I'm a little behind the NFL guys, but I'm in my OTAs. You know, once we get this going in September 16th, that's kind of my preseason. And then we're really going to get full bore really quick. So, you know, I'm just going to go at it and see where the numbers lie afterwards.
Jared Lorenzen joining us for a few more moments. The fact is, it's more than 4,000 or 5,000 replies. As I mentioned earlier, you are a Kentucky legend, but you are loved around the country. The trailer has been viewed, the trailer, by nearly 600,000 on Facebook alone. So you're getting tremendous reaction. Now, back in the day, you used to have kids come up to you and say that they were inspired to play quarterback because of you, because you showed them that they could play the position that they wanted to play no matter what size they were. So is there a part of you now that feels like it's another opportunity for you to be an inspiration and a role model?
You couldn't hit the nail on the head a little any better than that. I mean, I still want those big kids to go out there and do what they want to do and still have the opportunity to play quarterback. But now I can also I can talk to them about, hey, guys, look, you're big. That's awesome. But let's be healthy about it, too. Hey, when we get home from school, you know, let's not have the brownies and stuff. Let's, you know, let's have carrots. Let's go outside. Let's not sit there and play in front of PlayStation and Xbox forever. Let's get outside and let's play, you know, tag football. You know, work on your craft. Work on, you know, your jump shot, whatever it may be. But I think those will hit, and especially the guys that are even my age now that have children that think, you know, well, I send my kid outside. Well, no, man, let's go outside with your kid. Let's toss the ball around. You know, let's kind of change the mind thoughts here.
That's it. All right, so when somebody reaches out to you and says, I weigh 400 pounds, I want to come on this journey with you, or I lost 118 pounds, stay with it, you can do it, what's it mean to hear those things?
It raises you up. It really does. I was terrified. And when I say terrified, like literally trembling when this came out, because I wasn't sure the reaction I was going to get. And to hear people say, you know, I've wanted to do it for so long, but I didn't know where to start. Hey, I'm 300 pounds overweight too. I need to get going, and this motivates me. And to have the other side, it's like you were saying, to have some Biggest Losers people reach out to me and say, hey, look, I did this. If I can do it, I know you can. If you need anything, here's my number. I mean, it has just been the best reaction I have. I can't thank everybody enough. It's been awesome.
I mean, Jared, you sound great. I know you can't give up too many details until the thing actually drops, but if people are interested and they want to watch it and they want to see it, where can they find it?
Facebook's probably the best way right now, just under the Jared Lorenzen Project. We're going to have We've been putting up videos probably every other day, every third day. We're going to have YouTube clips of, for me, my biggest thing is meal prepping and meal planning. So we've got chefs on hold there. We've got trainers on hold that are going to put up actual nutritional tips and workouts. So those are the two best. You can follow our website, which is nowletsgetfit.com. We've got every social media platform. So should be relatively easy to follow. And like I said, excited as I can be about it.
Good, man. That's great. Former UK legend. Well, current UK legend. Former NFL quarterback and a Super Bowl champion with a great process and a new journey. Jared, it is great to have you on the show. Thank you so much. Good luck with that. And let's not go so long without talking to each other once again. In fact, I'll look for you soon.
Thanks, Jimmy. I really, really appreciate it.
You too, Jared. Great talking to you. Go get it. Jared Lorenzen. Such a good conversation. He's such a good dude. What a great athlete. But again, it can be so challenging. That story, there were so many different things to that he said that resonate with me. The fact that he went 10 years without stepping on a scale, you can imagine, right? I mean, if he had to sweat every tenth, every two tenths, every four tenths of a pound, you can imagine that when his playing days were over, he did not want to get back on a scale. And if you see the trailer, and most of this was based off that trailer, when you see that trailer, and he said it himself, when he stepped on the scale for the first time in 10 years, he wasn't sure what to expect. And when that number exceeded 500 pounds, you could see that look in his eye.